Please take your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We'll call the meeting to order. We've had our presentation from the applicant. We're going to give our friends at DelDOT a few minutes to get their thoughts together. So we're going to start with one or maybe two folks who are in favor of the application. And we'll start with Dr. Tam.
Thank you very much. I actually heard someone say, of course, when they heard that I was coming up to speak in favor. So it's a good thing, consistency of message. I'm David Tam, I'm the president and CEO of BB Healthcare. And you might wonder why BB Healthcare is up here talking when the whole thing has been about Bay Health and the connectivity to the program. I want you to think of not BB Healthcare, but also just about healthcare in general. Because you have heard this from me, and the county council has heard this from me, that we have a physician shortage. We also have a healthcare workforce shortage. The county council has heard my presentation with the data that shows that we will need more people as more retirees come. And by the way, even if we stopped all the growth today, our retiree population will grow. And unfortunately, as I now are in the 60 plus category, statistically, I will require three times more healthcare than someone like my daughter, who's 33. This is a fact. And so we need to continue to grow our healthcare workforce. This is really important because I do support the smart growth set up by Cool Springs. They do have 700 workforce housing units in their unit. And of course, out of that, 175 are actually rent-restricted units. Why is that important? Because, as I've shared with you before and with the council, for every doctor I bring in, and everybody says, oh, doctors can live in big houses, there are junior nurses, pharmacy techs, lab techs, who's going to do the mammograms that's ordered by the doctor, who's going to draw the blood, who's going to clean the hospital, who's going to do all that work that is necessary to support healthcare. That has to be important, and I'll tell you why. I just came from DC after talking about Medicare and Medicaid on the Hill. The fact of the matter is, I also spoke to people like Crozier. As you know, Crozier Health is closing. I saw an opportunity to call some people and say, hey, there's 3,000 unemployed, laid off, professional, trained workers. How'd you like to come live at the beach and do your work? Several of them had already done the research and they said, we'd love to, but we can't afford to live down there. We can afford an apartment in Delaware County or other places, but we cannot live anywhere in Sussex County. And so even when there's a workforce ready to go, it's a struggle. But don't forget, it's not about workforce. They also have a YMCA plan. That's childcare. And when you think about the people we want to recruit, that midlife people who have children and families, they also need childcare because they're going to be working 12-hour days. Last but not least is the fact that I will tell you that community integration is so important on the other side of the equation in terms of health. Studies have shown, you've seen the Blue Zone studies, that people who live in congregate housing with multi-generational utilization, walking to places, being able to talk to each other, help improve healthcare outcomes. The design of this project is a good one, and whether it's BB or Bay Health or Tidal or Johns Hopkins or Jefferson, anybody who comes in here is going to have the same issue where we are facing an aging and challenging population, I'm one of them, and a workforce that cannot serve that group of people. And that's why I'm here, because BB is all about taking care of Sussex County alone. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir, come on up.
Good afternoon. Good job, everyone. I'm on the planning board in my hometown of Ventnor City. My name is Tim Kriebel. I have a property close to the Close Springs site that I recently purchased near the, closer to Monarch Glen and the bike path, where I plan to build a part-time retirement home. I live full-time in Ventnor City, where I currently serve as mayor, commissioner of public safety, and I've sat on the planning and zoning board for 9 years. I'm here today to support the master plan version of this project. My perspective comes from nearly a decade of public service, a 30-year career in design and planning. I've seen the consequences of resisting thoughtful planning and development and the benefits when a community chooses to manage growth instead of fearing it. In my hometown, in the early 2000s, our town faced a similar redevelopment proposal. People feared change, disruption, loss of parking, congestion, and the shift in the feel of our community. We're a smaller community and less rural, but the disruption was felt. Delays and lawsuits followed after the financial crisis, and then our impact from Superstorm Sandy, the project was abandoned. For the next 10 years, our town declined. No investments, no jobs. The ratables were in a 9-year consecutive decline in hundreds of millions of dollars in total. At one point, I had to close the sidewalk around our movie theater because the marquee was falling on people that were waiting for a bus.
Excuse me, would you repeat where it is you're from again, please?
Ventnor City, New Jersey.
Sandwiched
between Atlantic City and Margate.
Okay, I just
on that Absecon
Island. Where you were? Okay.
I took the ferry here to join you all.
Nice.
Awesome.
So after that development fell, and we had a 9-year ratable loss, it was clear to me that's in a way why I ran that. If you're not keeping up with costs like your first responders' salaries and their pensions and the cost of an ambulance, which is north of $300,000 today, and a fire truck, which is in the millions, if you're not keeping your rateable base up to pace, then you're falling behind. That's why this master plan that offers walkability, affordability, infrastructure investment, we don't get that in Ventnor. Open space preservation, hallmarks of good planning. It isn't sprawl, it's a balanced, community-focused approach. The alternative that is a by right, low-density housing, there's not any real benefits to the community in terms of long-term. This has economic growth, expansion of your tax base, infrastructure paid up front by the developer, open space preservation, and those contributions to the first responders. This is a rare opportunity to shape the growth instead of reacting to it. I think when you do further studies, there's going to be a lot of the things that you see in this plan that are going to be adopted in the future. This is not new development. This is something that architects and planners have designed since the 40s because people want to live close to where they work. And yes, there's going to be more traffic. The intersection showed it. The parking shows it, but this is a smart way to manage that growth, in my opinion. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else in favor? Okay, sure. So somebody, come on. Here we go. Good. There you go. Jump right up.
Good afternoon. I'm Linda Risk. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for the YMCA of Delaware. Thank you for the opportunity to talk with all of you today. As a leading nonprofit organization in the state, the YMCA of Delaware has been in existence here for over 130 years, strengthening communities through youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Here in Sussex County, we have been the cornerstone of community, bringing people from all walks of life and all ages together to thrive. And we do that through a lot of programs, just like you heard. We have before and after school care. We have early childhood education. We have summer camps, swim lessons. We have exercise classes, chronic disease programs that address diabetes, cancer, hypertension. These are really valuable services to the community. We've also been here in our greatest times of need through the pandemic. When everything was shut down, we opened our doors for emergency childcare. and food assistance across the state. So as our population continues to grow and evolve, so do we. The demand for high-quality programs and accessible services really has never been greater. And that's why we're excited about the potential partnership with Cool Spring Crossing and their master plan. This development presents a meaningful solution to some of the most pressing challenges facing local families today. With plans for 700 workforce housing units, Cool Spring Crossing directly addresses the housing needs of essential workers in the community. These diverse housing options support families of all sizes and young professionals, first-time home buyers, even empty nesters. This makes it easier for people to live where they work and raise their children in a stable, supportive environment. Access to childcare, early education, after-school programs, and summer camps is not a convenience for families. It is an absolute necessity for working families. By integrating a YMCA into a thoughtfully designed, walkable community like Cool Spring Crossing, we can reduce barriers to access and meet families where they are, both geographically and in life. The YMCA of Delaware is actively planning for growth in Sussex County. We're exploring new facilities and partnerships to expand our reach and better serve our increasingly diverse population. If approved, Cool Spring Crossing would provide a unique opportunity to bring our mission to life in new and impactful ways through arts programming, workforce development, additional teen program, college and career readiness programming, and other inclusive initiatives that benefit every age and background. This project's emphasis on walkability, sustainability, and lifelong learning aligns directly with the YMCA's mission and their three promises to Delaware. Our three promises are to ensure that every youth is on a pathway to success. We're going to improve the health and well-being of every family and individual we serve, and we are going to bring communities together and inspire service to others. On behalf of the YMCA of Delaware, I respectfully urge your support for this forward-thinking plan and the long-term benefits it will bring to the families of Sussex County. Thank you again for your time and thoughtful consideration.
Okay, thank you. Okay, who's next? Okay, anybody, before you come up, my dear, I'm sorry. Is there anyone representing a group? Anyone else left representing a group, an organization, a coalition of any kind?
In favor.
Okay, come on, you're next. Yep.
Good afternoon. My name is Kelly Basil, and I'm the COO at the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce. I'm here to express our support of the applications today. At the State Chamber, one of the most pressing concerns we hear from our members, especially in Sussex County, is the lack of affordable and diverse housing. We recently released a report on the state's demographics and the trends that will shape the state's future, which reinforce this notion. Between 2025 and 2035, the state's population is projected to increase by 6.4%, while the number of households is expected to rise by only 5.7%. The supply is simply not meeting the demand. Additionally, housing affordability is a key factor in where people choose to live. In Delaware, home prices have surged 56.2% over the past 4 years, which is outpacing the national average of 51.8%. Sussex County is the fastest growing county by percentage in the Mid-Atlantic. However, employees are finding it increasingly more difficult to secure affordable housing near their place of work. As the county grows, as you heard from Dr. Tam, where will our nurses live? What about our teachers, first responders, hospitality workers? These jobs are critical to the community's success. However, entry-level wages for these positions do not allow them to live in the current available housing near their place of work. This mismatch makes people less likely to say yes to the job because they don't want to drive an hour or more to work every day. To maintain economic strength and competitiveness, Delaware must confront housing shortages and cost of living concerns. Cool Spring Crossing directly addresses this issue with a thoughtfully planned mix of homes. Beyond housing, this project brings a significant economic impact potential. Construction activity alone is estimated to generate a one-time economic impact of $1.3 billion statewide and support approximately 6,400 full-time jobs. In addition, the developer's investment in transportation infrastructure will help ensure that growth is both manageable and forward-thinking. That kind of job creation paired with significant infrastructure improvements is a win for the entire region. On behalf of the Delaware State Chamber, we respectfully encourage the Planning and Zoning Commission to approve the Cool Spring Crossing application, say that 5 times fast, and help build a more sustainable and inclusive future in Sussex. Thank you for your time.
Okay, we thank you. Any other groups or organizations that are in favor? Okay, any individual folks who want to speak? All right, you, sir, right on the end. You come up. Okay, now you've heard what's been said. We're going to try not to be repetitive.
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right.
Good afternoon. My name is Jonathan Content. I work for Cahill Nanian Homes. We're here supporting the project, asking that you do the same. I don't see the timer going, and I think the last time I was here, there were probably 3 times as many people. But when you think about the amount of time that's been given to us to speak, it's 3 minutes. And a community like this that's master planned with a town center, that's about the amount of time it would take to go from one end to the other to get to groceries, to get to the get gas, to go to a restaurant, to go to the doctor's offices, to go to a gym, to go to the YMCA, whatever the case may be. USDA did a study that said the average trip for Americans across the country is somewhere around 7.5 miles round trip. I think most of us would say that to go from this point at Cool Springs Road up to Redner's, which would be the closest grocery store, excuse me, is going to take a lot more time than just 3 minutes, probably between 7 and 10 minutes. But that also represents another trip that gets added onto Route 9, whereas a master plan community like this keeps most of the necessities that you need on a daily basis right inside the community without committing traffic out onto the major roadways. The other thing that is helpful is Cave Nanian is the builder in Monarch Glen across the street. And that represents an opportunity for our buyers to just be on Route 9 for a minute or two instead of having to travel further, again, committing more traffic for a longer period of time. A lot of people talk about the issues that we have with traffic, and I think that having high-density, multi-purpose, mixed-use, multi-price level communities like this will help to reduce the traffic. And at the same time, growth is a partnership. Smart growth is a partnership. That partnership isn't just what the county wants to do or just what DelDOT wants to do. It's what landowners want to do. And we have an opportunity here where a landowner has come forward and said, we'd like to sell this. We have a developer that's come forward and said, we'd like to develop this into this type of community. And what does that do? That helps expand public water, public sewer. For the DelDOT projects that were identified in the TIS that this community will impact, it represents an opportunity for DelDOT to get more funding, possibly ahead of time. As we all know, trying to get projects in CTP can take some time. And it allows the developer to take that share onto them for the communities or for the intersections where they have to improve them themselves rather than just a contribution to improve traffic for everybody, for the existing traffic. There's already a lot of traffic here. I haven't taken a look at the TIS to see what percentage they're committing to various intersections, but I'm willing to bet that most of the intersections are either failing now or will fail with or without them. And this gives a developer a partnership with DelDOT and with the county an opportunity to try to rectify those situations to improve everybody's level of living and travel in that area. A lot of the other points that I was going to make have already been said, but again, I just want you to think about the opportunity that this represents for those workforce families. We, on our side with trade partners, a lot of our partners do not live in the beach area, but we certainly do build in the beach area. And it's because as there's not enough housing inventory, people get pushed further and further out to areas that they can afford to rent or buy or whatever the case may be. So from our trades perspective, we're in favor of this as well. We'd love to see more housing come, increase the inventory, and have more options for not only people who are moving here to retire, but for the people that work for us as well. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right, who's next? Yes, sir, come on down.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak in front of you today. My name is Brian Rashley. I work for Troon Golf, and I'm the general manager at Bayside Resort Golf Club in Selbyville. As Sussex County continues to grow, so does the urgent need for thoughtful and sustainable housing solutions, particularly for our local workforce. I see this every day at Bayside and across the hospitality industry, the challenges that we face as a whole. We hire a workforce every day that consists of college students, career professionals, kayak attendants, and senior managers. These are talented, hardworking individuals who are essential to our operations, yet many of them struggle to find affordable housing. I can say that I currently have associates who travel from Virginia and Pocomoke City to make it to Bayside every day. While I honor that commitment, I certainly know that's not a reality that can be expected. This issue isn't unique to hospitality, as we've already heard. It affects healthcare workers, teachers, first responders, and retail employees, these people who serve our community and make it function. The rising cost of housing paired with limited inventory has created a reality where many of these essential workers are priced out of Sussex County. Workforce housing is not just a housing issue, it's an economic and community issue. If we want our businesses to thrive and our communities to remain vibrant, we need them to work close to where they need to live close to where they work. Cool Springs Crossing represents this kind of comprehensive, forward-thinking development that Sussex County needs. It doesn't just check boxes on a site plan, it offers a long-term solution by creating diverse housing options, thoughtfully planned amenities, and a stronger foundation for our workforce and local economy. Approving this project would be a vote for balance, inclusivity, and for long-term sustainability of Sussex County. Thank you all for your time and allowing me to speak.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Over here against the wall. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Okay, all right, here's where we're gonna do this. Against the wall first, then you, sir, with the glasses will be next, then you, sir, but I'm telling you, we're getting, and then you in the back. Now we're getting a little repetitive, okay? So I'm gonna ask you to hold it to about 2 minutes, okay? Unless you tell me something different. Tell me something different, you can have a little more time.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'd like to firstly state that while I am speaking in the in favor section, similar to the chair's statement earlier, I would state my position as neither specifically in favor of nor opposed to the specific project. What I say speaks for itself. My name is Greg Hurley. I'm a resident of Tower Hill, a 292 property community currently under construction by Carl Freeman Companies. Okay. It's about 60% complete. It's located 15 miles to the northeast. Tower Hill, I believe, is Freeman's most significant project prior to the Cool Spring Crossing proposal. I'm also an owner resident member of the Tower Hill Property Association Board of Directors. However, I am here solely as a resident, do not represent the views of the association nor any other resident. My sole comment is that as a resident who has had opportunity to frequently interact with the developer, Carl Freeman Companies, and its team working on the Tower Hill development for the past 2 years, on the whole, I have found Freeman to be responsive to the needs of residents as the development is continuing on its path to completion. They have made additions and changes along the way, responding to requests of the residents and the association. I hope and anticipate this will continue as the development moves forward to completion during the next 2 years. As the saying goes, past performance doesn't guarantee future, but I have no reason to expect my view of Freeman, at least at Tower Hill, to change. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, now you're up, sir. Yes, sir. Come on up. Hey, we've heard about how forward-thinking, we've heard about how wonderful Freeman is, so you don't need to tell us any more of that, but tell us something different.
I certainly will. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak today. My name is, Dave Carey. I live at 19 Bradford Lane in Lewis. I am the one of the three property owners in Cool Spring Crossing. Okay. I own property 235, 37, 13. I am here in favor of Cool Spring Crossing. A little background, this property came to my father from his cousin in 1969. My family's long history has made selling this property a very difficult decision, which was based on analyzing many factors, challenges, and risks. One of which is the ever-increasing number of overlays on this property, which I believe served to diminish my private property rights. The fact that water, sewer, electric, three-phase electric, fire protection have been on this property for a decade, and the ever-increasing traffic on Hudson Road clearly explains why this property should not be in level four. My support for Carl Freeman is based on 3 points. A number of people have made them. It's a mixed-use, smart growth community. The thing I would like to point out, from my research, there are at least 5,000 homes within 3 miles of this property that need to drive to Milton, Long Neck, Route 1, or Lewis. Additionally, I think this county needs to continue to have jobs, not only for the working age people, but for the kids that are graduating, you know, out of high school, going to Sussex Tech, who want to live here and who want to stay here. The last point I'll make is the construction phase activities will generate, as someone said, $1.3 billion. The vast majority will stay in this county. In closing, I would just like to say I would much prefer to see a smart growth, livable community than another community of single-family homes. So I would urge you to support this and move it forward to Sussex County for their determination.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, and this guy was next, and then the lady in the back. She'll be next. This guy, I think, was intended to speak. Was he not? No? Come on up. Yeah. I thought he wanted to speak, but good.
Good afternoon. My name is Patty Grimes. I actually am a resident in Bayside, and I am speaking today as a resident and representing our family in the Bayside community. It is a complete community that offers many of the amenities that you will have heard about today at Cool Spring, and I'm here to tell you that my family has enjoyed being a homeowner in three Carl and Freeman communities, and we have chosen the value and the lifestyle that a complete community brings to us. I have been able to enjoy a walkable community for many years as a Bayside resident. I get to walk to work. I get to walk every day on sidewalks, street lamps at night for safety, and we get to enjoy meeting our neighbors in the community because there are sidewalks for people to walk and to bike on. And why is that important? I also get to go to the Bayside Commercial Corridor and all those plazas. I get to walk to buy my groceries, to go to the pharmacy. I get to meet my friends at restaurants there, and I do my banking, and I never have to leave my community, which means that I'm taking traffic congestion off of our corridors, and people are able to come in and enjoy the public benefits that were built very early on in this master plan community for everyone to enjoy. I'm also protecting the environment because I'm reducing the carbon footprint. There are no emissions from my walking every single day, and my car stays in the garage. But more importantly, there's diversity in our community, and people can stay in place as they age. I'm in the Dr. Tam group, and now I've been able to move from single family home to a condo living and stay in a community that's very vibrant. It's very important as we continue to grow Sussex County. It is going to happen, and I think recommending a master plan community that has an amenity core for not only the residents to enjoy, but the public to enjoy is very important for your consideration. And I'll just leave you with this. I have been able to invest in a master plan community. I would not want to live in a subdivision, and I hope that the Planning Commission considers that because there is quite a difference in livability for people who live in subdivisions and master plan communities, and I urge you to consider Cool Spring Crossings. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, does anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, then. Thank you. We're at this point, and we're going to ask our friends from Del Monte.
Mr. Wheatley, just before we do that, in case anybody who's in favor and in opposition won't be able to stay throughout the meeting, do you want to do a show of hands?
Take a head count now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Whitehouse, you could get somebody on staff to do
this. Debating as to whether or not to do that now or after the Sussex Preservation presentation, but we can do it now if you like.
Yeah, so we get a good count now.
Okay. Because I know some folks have to leave. So we're going to do just a show of hands. For and against, so we'll start with four. Whoever's in four, just one hand, please. Okay, one hand.
Mr. Lowry, if you want to help,
and keep him up because he's a lawyer, not a mathematician.
Don't say anything, Brian.
Yeah, right.
And a lost count, yeah, for heaven's sakes, don't make them lose count. Somebody is downstairs, I take it, but the...
I like it when the applicants, engineers have their hands up. 58, that's what I had, yeah, so 58.
A lot of, I'm surprised.
Mike, what'd you get? 56, we had 58 over here, so we'll go 58.
Okay, and now...
And we'll combine that with what's downstairs or in the other room, too.
And opposed? Opposed today? Okay, there we go.
You can't vote twice, it's not early and often.
But I wouldn't blame you if you did, because sometimes I don't know either.
Mike? How many people around the corner? I see one lady in the chair. Is it just you? Okay.
Vince, I got 30.
Yeah, I have 30. Yeah. Yeah.
People okay.
And plus 9 in opposition overflow. Okay.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Are there any people in favor of an overflow?
Yeah, I think they counted
in
them.
Favor, though,
did you got you got the in, anybody in favor in overflow?
There's 2 in favor in the overflow.
Okay. Okay. Just make sure that everybody got counted. Everybody wanted to be counted was counted. Okay. Now we will ask our friends from Del Dot to come up and chat with us a little bit and share their.